or sometimes their unwanted pregnancy. But if I tell you that the India has overpopulation, will you like the other solution, that all the people above the age of 60 years, and they are unproductive, so we should kill them? Will everybody agree with this solution? Yes or no? No. Then why are we killing the babies in the womb? Are they not human beings? Yes. We cannot allow them to be killed, because they have full human rights. Actually, in fact, I would like to show you a letter which is written by an aborted baby. Can we switch off this light? This one light, so they can see it nicely. Now, this is a letter written by an unborn baby, a baby who was aborted. And what is the baby talking? Can you see this? Yes. Hi mom. This is a letter written by an unborn baby to the mother. Hi mom, how are you? All of you can see?
Yeah.
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Only a few days have gone by since I was conceived and I am now growing in your tummy. To tell you the truth, I can't explain how happy I am to know what you are my mom, that you are my mom. It also makes me proud to know that I was conceived out of love. I'm sure I'm going to be the happiest baby alive. Mommy, a month has gone past and I've started to notice how my body is forming. I know I'm not much to look at now, but just wait and see, I'll make you so proud. Even though I'm feeling happy, I sense something is wrong. You seem to be helpless and worried, but I'm sure everything is going to be okay. Don't despair. You can see how the baby is growing in the womb. Every photograph, the baby is growing. 2.5 months have gone by, mom, and I now have hands that I can use to play with. Oh, I'm so happy. Mommy, please tell me what is wrong. Why are you crying so much today? Why do you and Dad argue every time you meet up with one another? Don't you guys want me anymore? I'm going to do everything I can to make you want me. But you still seem to be so sad. I'm not sure what is going on. I'm so confused. Today we went to see the doctor and he booked an appointment for you tomorrow. I don't understand why I am feeling so good and you aren't, mom. Next. Mommy, where are you going? What is happening? This is not normally the time you take your afternoon nap. Don't lie down. I'm not so tired. I still want to play. What is this thing doing inside my house? Is it a new toy? It's sucking up my house. Mommy, stop them. That's my hand. Please don't tug at me. No, don't hit me. You're hurting me. Defend me, mom. Help me, mom. Can't you see I'm small. I can't defend myself. Tell me them to stop. I promise I will stop kicking them if they do. How is it possible that a human being... Next. You can see this picture? This picture has been taken. There was a surgery performed in a pregnant woman. There was a baby who was found to have congenital some deformity, so the US doctors decided to operate the baby inside the womb. And when the baby was 5 months old, when they're operating, can you see the finger of the surgeon? That means there is a live human being inside, and killing a baby is actually murdering. So Suresh, what I'm trying to tell you is that when we are talking about female feticide, you know, we are making so much noise about that. But this is only hiding the truth that they have made abortion, which is legal, and every abortion is actually a murder. A murder performed by the whoever has done it, and murder performed by the doctors. So we see that this world If you see, as Raja Harishchandra was mentioning, Maharaj Parikshit was mentioning, this present age is called as age of Kali. An age of Kali is full of quarrel and hypocrisy. Age of Kali means there are cheaters and those who will be cheated. You can stop this. There are cheaters and people who are cheated. It is said sometimes, there's a Satyug ka Amrit, Tretayug ka Ghee, Dwaparyug ki Chai, Dwaparyug ka Doodh, or Kalyug ki Chai, Phook Phook ke Pee. The worst place, worst time of the time period. We have also seen that in Satyug, they used to write outside the house, Atithi Devo Bhava. You all can come actually in front now, maybe more people can come. In Satyug, they used to write, Atithi Devo Bhava. Then in Dwapar Yug, outside the house, they would write Shubh and Labh. In Treta Yug, Welcome. And what do they write in Kal Yug? Any guesses? Beware of dogs. So this age is actually age of cheaters and cheated. There was a man who had heard that money attracts money. So he went to the bank. And he went to the cashier. And cashier had a full stack of 100 rupee notes. So he put on that few coins. And he was just waiting there. So the cashier asked him, what are you doing? He said, no, money attracts money. So I am just waiting when this money will move here. And the cashier took away his money and put it inside. Yes, money attracts money. And he took away his money. So this age is of cheaters and being cheated. Srila Prabhupada was once asked by Bob Cohen, that what is honesty? What is, because one of the name of truthfulness is when you are truthful, you are honest. Saying, what is honesty? So the Bob Cohen answered that honesty means to do what you feel right. Right? Most of us feel that honesty means what I feel right. And Srila Prabhupada answered very beautifully that if a thief, he feels like stealing, he steals to earn money, because he feels that is right. Is that honesty? No. So what is real honesty? Real honesty means not to encroach upon others' property. Real honesty means to fight with our own tendency to cheat. And real honesty means to know that everything belongs to Krishna, the Supreme God. This is what is my answer for female feticide.
Doctor, thank you. आपने बहुत खूबसूरती से हम लोगों की I would say आंखें खोल दी. हम सिर्फ एक ही पहलू में अब तक देख रहे थे. I think our next question to you would be, you know, सत्यमेव जयते के बारे में हम लोग सब इतनी बात करते हैं. In fact, अशोक स्तंभ जो हमारे देश का स्तंभ है, उसमें स्वयं सत्यमेव जयते को एक पाठ की तरह वहां पर रखा गया है. तो ये सत्यमेव जयते एक्चुअली क्या चीज है? ट्रूथ ऑलवेज ट्रायम्फ्स. व्हाट इज दिस ट्रूथ? क्या है ये?
यस, इट इज अ वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट सब्जेक्ट. सत्यमेव जयते, एक्चुअली दैट वर्स कम्स फ्रॉम मुंडक उपनिषद. We have, India has, Vedas has lot of Upanishads and Purana. So one of the Upanishad is Mundaka Upanishad. And in Mundaka Upanishad, this particular shloka is there, Satyameva Jayate. I can tell you the translation of that full shloka. That truth alone triumphs, not falsehood. Keep the lights on, Chandni. Truth alone triumphs, not falsehood. Through truth, the divine path is spread out, by which the sages whose desires have been completely fulfilled reach where their supreme treasure of truth resides. Did you understand? There are three aspects. Truth always is victorious. Second is truth. Through truth, the divine path is spread out, through which you actually can reach to the place where the supreme truth resides. Srila Prabhupada also gave a very beautiful definition of truthfulness. He says, truthfulness is to know the supremacy of God and to learn how to please Him, to find out what is the yajna to please Him. Now you may feel that you are talking about the supreme truth and where the supreme truth resides, or where have I seen? I don't believe in all these things. And there was a Dr. Frog. And he was staying in a small well. And when another friend of his told him, it's a big, big Pacific Ocean. So Dr. Frog said, how big it is? You know, maybe it is 5 times bigger than our well. He said, no, much bigger than that. Saying 10 times, saying no, much bigger than that. Saying 30 times, saying no, much bigger than that. So Dr. Frog said, I don't believe you. But just because Dr. Frog doesn't believe, Pacific Ocean stops existing? No. So sometimes we may not know the truth, but that doesn't mean that we should not try to find out the truth. And there was a drunkard and he loved to drink. So a priest was trying to teach him that if you drink, you go to hell. So he said, really? Saying you will not go to heaven. So then the drunkard said, but my father also drinks. He said, he will also go to hell. He said, my brother also drinks. He will also go to hell. All my friends drink. He said, they all will go to hell. And the drunkard said, okay, then I don't mind going to the hell. So this is what exactly is our mentality. We don't want to try to find out the truth. But if we feel everybody is following the path, then I should also go on the same path. But my dear friends, we must understand that the life, the human body which we have got is for a very, very special purpose. It is not for living like animals. What do the animals do? Defend, right? We also eat, but where do we eat? Nice restaurants, or we make something nice. We also try to have nice mating, but we have different arrangements, not like cats and dogs. Or we are always defending. But tell me one thing, that why human beings are superior to animals? What is that special strength God has given to the human beings? Like suppose they have a special strength. What is a special strength? They can run very fast. A tortoise, God has given a special strength, is a hard shell. So that protects. A chameleon has a special strength of changing colors. So all these strengths are for their protection. So what is the strength which is given to the human being? Intelligence. Very good. We are much more intelligent than animals. Now animals, whatever special strength God has given, what do? They use it for their protection. And what do human beings do? We have created nuclear bombs. If one nuclear bomb, God forbid, it falls in Mumbai, it is said nothing will remain, right from new bomb for next 10,000 years, nothing will grow. So whatever human beings have created because of their intelligence, God has given them this strength, but what are they doing it? They are actually using it for their destruction. So human beings are actually misusing their body. We are better than animals, but actually we realize that we are worse than animals because they are using their strength and we are misusing our strength. I would like to throw some more lights. Animals, when they need to sleep, they don't need to take sleeping pills. Human beings need to take. So we are more advanced. Animals, one animal never has a threat from the same species of another animal. A rat never is a threat of another rat. A cat never is a threat from another cat. But other human beings. And that's why we lock our houses. We do everything and we try to keep everything safe. Okay. Animals don't have heartbreaks. Human beings have a heartbreak. And that's why all the movies or so many things are going on. Animals don't have to attend stress management seminars. But we need to attend stress management seminars. Animals don't have addictions like smoking, drinking. But we have all the addictions. Animals never commit suicide. But human beings do commit suicide. So our intelligence, we are misusing and we are misdirecting it for causing self-destruction. So much potential we have, but we are not utilizing that potential. And there was an eagle. An eagle was, by mistake, he was in an association of many hens. So he would walk like them, he would talk like them. Then one day one sadhu came. And he saw this eagle was, you know, behaving like an ordinary hen. So he took him to the mountain. And he told him, you know, second time he took him, fly. Saying, no, I cannot fly. And the sadhu took his head and put it up. Saying, look at the sun and fly. And he pushed him. And he started flying as an eagle. So similarly, we all have the greatest potential in this human life. Let us understand to use it for our betterment. It is said human life is, the first truth is, human life is meant for atato brahma jigyasa, to know what is the truth. What is the truth? The first truth is, who am I? Suppose if I ask you, say, I am a girl, I am a Gujarati, I am a South Indian, I am an engineer, I am a doctor, right? All of you will give me different answers. But these answers can change. You are a girl now, you can become a wife, you can become a grandmother. You are a Gujarati, you can marry to a South Indian. You are a doctor and you may be a housewife also. So, your this parichay, you know, your this parichay can change. But what is the original parichay? I will tell you a short story. There was a king who had a dream. In the dream, king became a butterfly. In the morning when he got up, he called all his ministers and he started asking them a question. Am I a king who dreamt of being a butterfly, or am I a butterfly who is actually dreaming of becoming a king? So everyone got very confused. All of you. As a doctor, I see so many patients. They come to the hospitals, many times patients die. The body is right in front of us and we say, so and so patient is left. Chale gaye. Gujri gaya. Different language, you will say different things. But he is right in front of you. Then who has left? Who has left?
Soul.
Somebody within that body which was giving life to that body. So who is that? That is the soul. Nasato sata. That which is real doesn't cease to exist. That which is unreal never exists. Soul is sat. Sat means eternal. We all are eternal beings. And we never cease to exist. So that is the first truth. That we are eternal. And we are spiritual beings who are experiencing this human body. There was a farmer, and farmer got a lottery. So he bought a Mercedes car. So now his business was to plow the field. So he took his Mercedes Benz, and instead of using the tractor to plow the field, he started to plow the field. And what would have happened? Tell me. What happened? If you use the Mercedes to plow the field, what will happen? Car will get spoiled, yes. What is the second thing? The field will not get plowed. And the third is, the farmer will feel frustrated. Right? Yes or no? Exactly same thing is happening with us. We are that farmer who has been given this human body, utilizing it for very, very stupid things. We are not utilizing it for what it is supposed to be used for. We think we are the enjoyer and I want to enjoy. I want to drink. I want to smoke. And nowadays so many girls are smoking. So many girls are drinking alcohol. To have boyfriends before marriage, you must have. Otherwise, how do you know what is the real life? What are we doing? We are using Mercedes-Benz to plying the field. We are going to be frustrated. We are not going to be happy by doing that. So we think we are the enjoyer, we think we are the controllers. Like an ant may feel that a particle of sugar is mine. I am Ishwar of this small particle. A businessman will think that this is my business, I am the Ishwar. The father will feel, I am the controller of the house. There was a railway bridge and he had a daughter, so he got his daughter married. So other beggar asked him, what did you give in dowry? He said, the other half of the bridge. So he actually thought he is controlling the Dadar bridge. There was a daughter-in-law who was newly married, and a beggar came to beg. So the daughter-in-law did not give anything, and he walked out of the house. When he was going out, the mother-in-law was coming inside. He said, "Kya ho gaya?" He said, "No, I went to beg alms, but you know, nahi diya." He said, come. You know, and beggar had great hopes that now I will get the alms. So he came inside, and the mother-in-law called him right inside the house and said, "Please give me alms," saying, "Get out. You will not get anything." Saying, "Who is she to tell you that no, you will not get alms? I am the controller of this house. I need to tell you that you cannot get any money from here." So we think we are the controllers, we are the proprietors, we are the enjoyers. But what is the real truth? We think we are the Ishwaras. But Lord Brahma, who is the creator of this entire universe, what he says? Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir. Who is the supreme Ishwar, supreme controller? Is Krishna. And he is controller of everyone. There is another shloka in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetunanena Kaunteya Jagat Viparivartante. That everything which exists, it is under my control. So how do we prove? There was a German person who came a few years back to India, and he wanted some. So he went to each and every temple in India. He was a German, so he had no idea how many gods we have. At the end, he wrote a diary and he concluded that the supreme person is Krishna. So people were surprised. They asked him, "How do you come to this conclusion?" He said, "No, I went to each and every temple." Well, you know, he was meditating on somebody. I went to Durga's temple. She had a Trishun. I went to Ganpati's temple. He also had something in his hand. Wherever I went, everybody was doing some activity. But I went to Krishna's temple, he was playing flute. Saying, "Who will play a flute who has nothing to work? He is just simply enjoying." So my conclusion is that he is a supreme person. So what is the second truth? Ishwara Parama Krishna. We all are trying to be controllers, enjoyers, proprietors. But who is the supreme controller, proprietor, and enjoyer? Krishna. Is that we all are trying to blame God for things which we are not happy about. Yesterday I met somebody and she was saying, "What India has, Western countries are so good. You know, they give so much social security. Our politicians are so corrupt. Indians should go to the Western countries and should learn something." And I asked her, "Have you ever visited a Western country?" Which she had borrowed from some library. I said, "Do you know what is social security?" He said, "Yeah, government pays for you everything, you know." I said, "But do you know that how much tax they charge before they pay for things?" He said, "No." I said, "In all the Western countries, people are most still, you will find they are most insecure. When they were doing some research on happiness, they found the happiest people on the planet are Bangladeshis and Indians. And actually, if you see Bangladeshis live below poverty line. They don't have so much material resources. They don't have so much external securities. So we may think that, you know, want to blame God or blame external situations for so many things. But the third truth is, that we are responsible for our own situation. Every action, reaction. There was Mr. Smart who had booked his ticket for a voyage, very special voyage. This was the biggest ship which they had made, and they said it will never sink. The most expensive journey. Mr. Smart actually put all his money, he removed money, and his entire family was planning to go on this voyage. Just 2 days before the voyage was going to start, his son was bitten by a dog. And the government officials said that you cannot travel because we don't know this dog had rabies or something like that. there are so many children playing on the street. Why this dog had to beat my son only? And he was cursing God. He was, because he lost all his money and he could not even go to enjoy. After 2 days, the voyage started. And the next week, the news came. Which was his voyage? The great ship Titanic. The same Mr. Smart was thanking God. Thank God the dog beat only my son. That's why I could not go. Because every single person in that ship died. So sometimes it is very easy for us to blame God for so many situations. But we must understand the truth for our own actions. Many patients come to us, they are drinking alcohol for so many years. Naturally they will get cirrhosis of liver. People who are smoking, they will get cancer. People who are enjoying meat, they will also get cancer. So you, whatever actions you will do, you will get a reaction. But if you do good action, then if you walk on the path of truth, God will always help you. Duryodhan, if we see, he did so many things. And he was actually treating Pandavas in a worst of situation. We cannot even imagine. None of us can even go through the situation the Pandavas went through. Sometimes they were given poison, their wife went away, children were killed. But still, they stuck to the truth. And ultimately what happened? Who won the battle? Duryodhan? Who won the battle? Pandavas. So when you do the good, when you do the sat, you stick to the truth, there will always be victory. Since that you didn't realize, but already 50 minutes have passed. So the fifth truth is, time is passing. Every second when it is going, we are reaching closer to death. All of us together, we don't know when is our death time, but all of us are closer to death. Right? We don't realize it, but the time is passing. Krishna says, time I am. I am that time. And the form of time, I will take away everything from you. Everything from you. It is said that time is not under our control. Whatever you do, many times we get patients in ICU and patient is very, very serious and we tell the relatives that just few more minutes. And sometimes you see when the husband is like that, the wife is screaming. You take away all my wealth, but give me my husband back. Give some time. At least let him live for one more year. You can do that. Once the time is gone, it's gone. It never comes back. But we are so busy that we don't realize this. There is a particular shloka in the scripture. There is a bee which can actually cut through the wood. You know, it can cut through the trunk of a tree. But the same bee on the lotus, so busy sucking the nectar, so busy sucking the nectar, that in the eve, when she's sucking the nectar, it is a daytime and the lotus is open and she's so busy and the lotus in the evening closes. And she's busy sucking the nectar and she forgets that she can actually cut through the wood and she dies inside the lotus. This is all of our situation. We are so busy. I want to watch this movie. Tomorrow I want to make plan to go to this place. This friend is not talking. Why she is not behaving so nicely with me? This one did not phone me. Our life is just going around this. But we are not realizing that the time is passing. There was an experiment performed on rats. Two rats, they were put in a cage. And the scientist was saying that you press a button. There was a button you press. One button you press, you get food. And the other button you press. So the rat got used to which button he presses, so he got food. So he kept pressing. And after some time, the scientist changed the buttons. Then you press the button B, then he would get the food. So like that, he was playing, you know. And the rats were busy. And they were just busy figuring out which button he will press now. And after some time, the scientists had kept the door of the cage open. Still the rats were not running out. What were they doing? They were busy playing with the buttons. So human lifetime is very, very precious. We are very busy playing on different buttons, mobile buttons, computer buttons, TV channel buttons. But life is not meant for that. Life is meant for to reach that supreme, that path of truth. And truth is made very easy. To reach to that truth is made very easy in this age of Kali. And there were three great sadhus. And they were discussing that what is the best way. We are discussing Satyameva Jayate. The third line of Satyameva Jayate is that the path to reach to the supreme, where the supreme truth resides. So there is that path. So when these three sages were discussing, one sage said Satyuga is very, very easy. It said you just meditate for a few thousand years and the path is open. It sounds very strange to us, but he was saying so easy, you know, just meditate for a few thousand years and you reach the truth. Then the Treta Yuga said, forget it. You don't know, you know. Actually, Treta Yuga is better. Saying, why it is better? Saying, because you just do some Agnihotra, do some Yajna, and the path is open and you reach the supreme truth. So the Dwapar Yuga said, forget it. Dwapar is the best because Krishna himself comes in Dwapar Yuga. Even he is himself present, yada yada hi dharmasya. And you just worship him in the temple and you get the truth. And then they said, but what about the age? Because it was so inauspicious. See, what about that? Nobody said, let's go and ask Vedvyas. So they all went, where Vedvyas stays? In Badrikashram, in Badrinath. So they all went to Badrikashram. And they were begging. Vedvyas was right inside the Ganga. And he was bathing. Saying, please tell us, what is the best path? Supreme truth. After begging for a long time, Vedvyas came out and said, Satyam Satyam Param Satyam Kale Doshe Nidai Rajan Asti Eka Mahan Guna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Raja. And he went inside. And they said, oh, we just didn't hear, because as soon as the name Kali came, we closed our eyes, ears. You know, because please tell us again, you know, what is the best path out of the four time periods, Satyug, Draparyug, Tretayug, Kalyug, what is the best path to reach the supreme truth? And again Vedvyas came out, said, Satyam Satyam Param Satyam Kale Dosh Nide Rajan Asti Eka Mahan Guna Kirtana Deva. That what is the best situation in Kalyuga? Only the supreme truth you can reach only by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Krishna, the supreme truth, has made himself available in the form of his name. And anybody who chants that name, that path to reach him is open. There is a song, Satyam Satyam Puna Satyam Hare Naam Eva Kevalam. And the holy name is so powerful. Chanting the holy name of the Lord, it is actually the mobile number of Krishna. Right? All of us love to talk, no? We want to store the mobile numbers. If I tell you, I am giving you the mobile number of your favorite film actor or film actress, you immediately want to note down, no? So please note down the mobile number of Radha Gopinath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was taking sannyas, he was 24 years old when he took sannyas. The night before, sannyas means home and you never return back. He was 24, his wife was just 16 years old. And his wife knew that tomorrow he is going to take sannyas. So when in that night, she asked him, is there any instruction for me? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, imagine this instruction will be so special, because this conversation, which will be the last conversation of that particular life. After that, a sannyasi never talks again to his wife. So what instruction he gave? There are the only two truths in this world. So Vishnupriya, remember, one, the holy name of the Lord, and second, association of devotees, Vaishnavas. These are the only two satya. What is first satya? Holy name. Name of Lord. And what is the second satya? Association of devotees. When you get association of devotees, your life changes. There was a thief who had an announcement that there was a king who said he had called gathering of all the sannyasis. And he told that he called the big gathering. So many, many sannyasis came and many sadhus came, many saintly men came. So after they all arrived, the king made an announcement that I want any one of you, whoever is ready to marry my daughter, I will give half. So hearing this, the first line of sannyasis, they just got up and walked out. Said, we are sannyasis, we have no interest in this. You know, we just came here because you are the king and you ordered. Then they walked away. Then the second line, they are vanaprasthas. They said, we have no interest, we have finished our married life. We are not interested in marriage. The king said, I will give three, four. Third line also got up. They were saintly men who were married. Said, we are already married and we want to pursue our life more, going closer to God. We have no interest in all this. And the fourth line, say, we are brahmacharis. We have no interest in marriage. He said, I will give you my full kingdom. He said, no. And all of them walked away. The only person who was sitting at the end was the thief. Right? Now, what is your guess? What the thief would have told? Can you guess? What is your guess? Why he had come there? Huh? He's a thief. So what is the natural tendency of the thief? Huh? What? Yeah, for the girl's well. So what naturally he could have told? What is your guesswork? That yes, I am ready to marry your daughter, right? But to the girl, because everybody else didn't know that he was a thief, he said, King, actually I came to steal your wealth. But in association of so many sadhus, I have changed my mind. And I'm going. So, lavamatra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Sometimes, even a moment's association of a devotee actually changes your life. I have a very, very special guest whom I would like to invite now. Roji, can you please come? He is Mr. Shiva. Yeah, you can. Let him come, then I will introduce you. You can put the chair on this side. Mr. Shiva, he is a member of Alcoholic Anonymous. And all those who have watched Satyameva Jayate, there was an episode some time back about alcoholic, you know, people. And his number was displayed on Satyameva Jayate. And he is, fortunately for all of us, he's a member of ISKCON Society. He's our, and I would like him to speak about his life. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. We welcome him for coming specially for Chaitanya. Prabhuji, would you like to tell us about your life? Prabhuji is 60 years old. He is a retired businessman. From 17 years to 35 of years, that is for 18 years of his life, he was drinking alcohol. And how it changed his life, and then how actually his life changed further. We would like to hear from you, Prabhuji.
मैंने अपने जिंदगी में पहली बार जब मैं 17 साल का था तब शराब का पहला घूंट लिया था. उस वक्त मैं एसएससी में था. नेक्स्ट डे मेरा एग्जाम था सोशल स्टडीज का. तो जब एग्जाम को गया, अपीयर हो गया, रिजल्ट आने के बाद देखता हूं तो सबसे ज्यादा मार्क उसी पेपर में थे जब मैं शराब पी के एग्जाम को गया था. तो मुझे ऐसा महसूस हो गया कि शराब एक बहुत अच्छी चीज है जो मेरे दिमाग की सब चाबियां खोल देती है. आस्ते आस्ते शराब पीना शुरपो किस्म का इंसान था, शराब पीता था तो फिर एकदम टाइगर बन जाता था। आस्ते आस्ते ये दौर चालू रहा। 75 में मेरी माँ ने मुझसे कहा कि ये क्या चल रहा है आपका, आपके पिताजी की तरफ देखो। माई फादर वॉज ऑल्सो एन अल्कोहलिक। नेक्स्ट ईयर ही डाइड इन द ईयर ऑफ 76। मैं रात भर उनके डेड बॉडी के पास बैठा था। आई हैड नो मनी फॉर हिज लास्ट राइट्स टू परफॉर्म। शायद सबसे ज्यादा पावर मैं अपने आप से कहता गया कि मेरे पिताजी इलिटरेट थे, उनको शराब पीना नहीं आता था, शायद मेरे बारे में ऐसा नहीं होगा। फिर मेरा पीना चालू हो गया, एक लड़की का मेरे जिंदगी में आगमन हो गया, तो फिर स्वर्ग दो उंगली रह गया। वो मिलती थी तो शराब पीता था, नहीं मिलती थी तो भी पीता था। एक दिन उसने मुझे छोड़ के चली गई, बोली शराबी से तो कुछ होगा नहीं। ऐसा करते 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 फिर मैं गुंडे किस्म के लोगों के साथ रहने लगा। मैं रॉबर्ट लुडलूम वगैरह जो राइटर्स थे उनके किताबें पढ़ता था, लोगों को प्लान देता था। इसी तरह पुणे में कुछ मर्डर होते थे, मुझे दुख होता था, मगर शराब के बाद मैं अपने आप को बहुत एक क्लेवर किस्म का इंसान समझता था। मुझे कोई लड़की नहीं देता था। जब मेरे बारे में पूछताछ करने को रिश्तेदार आते थे तो हमारे यहाँ की बूढ़ी औरतें बोलती थी, आपके गांव में कोई कुआं नहीं है क्या? तो बोलते ऐसा क्यों पूछ रहे हैं? तो बोले आपके लड़की को कुएं में ढकेल दो, ये शैतान को क्यों दे रहे हो? मेरा लाइफ 12 बजे के बाद शुरू होता था। लोग 12 बजे सोते हैं, मैं 12 बजने के है, और मेरे जिंदगी में अंधेरा है तो मैं सुबह 4 बजे तक सब लाइट्स फोड़ देता था, लोगों की गाड़ियां पंक्चर करता था, लोगों के पेट्रोल छोड़ता था, कई कई रूमर्स फैलाता था। आस्ते आस्ते जिंदगी इस तरह घिनौनी बनती गई कि मुझे अपने आप से घिन आने लगी। जब सुबह आईने में देखता था तो भगवान से पूछता था कि भाई मैंने ऐसा, और इतना भी दुख है तो मुझे और दुख दे दो। ये दौर इस तरह से चलता गया, और एक दिन ऐसा आया कि आत्महत्या के विचार आने लगे। आई वॉज अबाउट टू कमिट सुसाइड, बट शादी हो चुकी थी, 2 बच्चे हो गए थे, और मेरी जिंदगी की आखिरी रात है। दीवी ने कहा आपने शराब पे पैसे नहीं उड़ाए हैं। मैं अल्कोहलिक्स एनोनिमस में 13 मार्च 88 को आ गया। उस दिन जिंदगी के सारे रास्ते बंद हो चुके थे। मैं एक अत्यंत डिस्कार्डेड किस्म का इंसान था, लोग देखकर। माली हालत बहुत अच्छी नहीं थी, कभी कभी 2 रुपए के लिए दूध के लिए बच्ची रोती थी और मिसेस बोलती थी कुछ कीजिए, और मैं शराब के नशे में अपने आप को दर्द देता था। ये दौर चलता गया, और एक दिन अल्कोहलिक्स एनोनिमस का मैसेज मिलने के बाद आस्ते आस्ते आई केम टू नो दैट व्हाई आई वाज ड्रिंकिंग लाइक अ मैड मैन। वहां उन्होंने मुझे कहा, यू आर नॉट अ बैड पर्सन, यू आर नॉट अ मैड पर्सन, यू आर सिंपली एन अल्कोहलिक और दिस डिजीज। कैन आई हैव वाटर? सॉरी। मैं पहली बार लेडीज के सामने बोल रहा हूँ, इसके लिए थोड़ा सा डर महसूस कर रहा हूँ। आज तक मैं अल्कोहलिक लोगों के सामने बात करता था तो कोई फर्क नहीं, आप मेरी लड़कियों जैसे, बिकॉज आई एम अ फ्रेंड। दौर चलता गया, और एक दिन ऐसा आया कि मिसेस को कहा कि आज मैं जाने वाला हूँ। एक पटेल नाम के इंसान ने दादर में महिम में शायद सुसाइड किया था अपने 2 बच्चे और बीवी के साथ। वो 15 लाख रुपया शराब के बाद मेरी भी यही हालत हुई थी, मुझे 17 लाख रुपए का कर्जा था, मगर मेरी बीवी इलिटरेट थी, ज्यादा सीखी पड़ी नहीं थी। शायद उसी ने मुझे जिंदगी में भगवान का सही दर्शन दिया। उसने कहा कि आपको मरना है तो मरो, मैं अपने बच्चों को दूसरों के घर के बासन वगैरह मांझ कर भी उनको बड़ा करूंगी, मगर मुझे दुख होगा कि मैं एक ऐसे इंसान से शादी की है। ये पैसे शराब में नहीं उड़ाए हैं आपने, ये पैसे गुंडागर्दी में नहीं किए हैं, जुआ में नहीं गलाए हैं, आपको धंधा करना नहीं आता है। और बस वो 8 दिन के बाद मुझे इस्कॉन का मैसेज मिल गया। एक ने मुझे कहा बहुत दुखी लग रहे हो, क्या बात है? मैंने कहा आप जिंदगी के सारे रास्ते बंद हो चुके हैं। उन्होंने कहा, तो मैं बोला कैसे लिया जाएगा? बोले आज शाम को आ जाओ। उन्होंने मुझे सत्संग में ले गया, एक माता जी इन्हीं की तरह, सत्यवती नाम है उनका, वो लेक्चर दे रही थी। उन्होंने वर्ष लिया था, प्रायण अल्प आयुष्य सभ्य कलो अस्मिन युगे जना मंद सुमंद मत्य मंद भाग्य ही उपद्रता। वो एक लेक्चर मैंने सुना और बस क्या हो गया मालूम नहीं, मैंने अपनी बीवी को नहीं कहा। 3 सैटरडे के बाद बीवी ने पूछा, भाई हर सैटरडे को आप कहीं तो जाते हो, कहाँ जाते हो? मैंने कहा एक ऐसा सत्संग है जहाँ कृष्ण के बारे में ये सब होता है, तो हमें भी ले चलो। बीवी नहीं और बच्चे दोनों आ गए, कर्म धर्म संयोग से वो मेरे से ज्यादा एडवांस हो गए। फिर मैं जो आत्मविश्वास था वो फिर से आने लगा, मैं अच्छी तरह से काम करने लगा, लोगों की मदद करने लगा, और एक वर्ष ने मेरी जिंदगी बदल दी। कुलशेखर बोलते, इदम शरीरम परिणाम पेशलम पत्यत्य वशम शत संधि जर्जरम किम औषध पृच्छसी मूढ़ दुर्मते निरामय कृष्ण रसायन पीब। इसका अर्थ है शरीर का सौंदर्य क्षण भंगुर है और ये हमेशा के लिए बदलते रहता है। बुढ़ापे में इसके सर्व सांधे जो है जगह, जानते हुए भी है मूर्ख तुम क्यों दवाई की मांग कामना करते हो, तुम कृष्ण का पान कीजिए रसायन का, ये उपाय कभी भी निष्फल नहीं होगा। और इस्कॉन के वजह से मेरे इतने घिनौनी हरकतें थी, आस्ते आस्ते आई मेड अ फियरलेस एंड सर्चिंग मॉरल इन्वेंट्री ऑफ माई लाइफ, कि जो मुझे कभी कभी देख के खुद को रोना आता था कि मैं जिंदगी में आई हैव कमिटेड सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज एज मच एज जगाई एंड मधाई, इतना होते हुए भी मैं आत्म करुणा में जाता था, सेल्फ पोलिक्स मॉनिमस की मीटिंग करता था, लोग बोलते थे बहुत अच्छा शेयरिंग करता है, बहुत ये करता है, मगर मैं अपने आप अंदर से खोखला हो गया था। 11 साल तक मैंने कोई अल्कोहलिक्स एनोनिमस का प्रोग्राम नहीं लिया था, बट विद द ग्रेस ऑफ गॉड हिज होलीनेस राधानंद स्वामी महाराज उनके तरफ में ज्यादा आकर्षित हुआ था, और एक दिन मैं जब 17 साल सोबर था तो यही नीचे मैं उनसे मिला और मैंने उनसे कहा, महाराज यू विल प्लीज टू नो दैट आई एम अ मेंबर ऑफ अल्कोहलिक्स एनोनिमस फॉर द लास्ट 17 ईयर्स। तो उन्होंने क्या पता मालूम नहीं, उन्होंने दोनों हाथ मेरे हाथ में ले लिए और बहुत खुश हो गए, और मुझे उस दिन ऐसा लगा जैसे जिंदगी में मेरी आज ही दीक्षा हुई है। मगर 2010 में मैं, मेरी लड़की और मेरी मिसेस, हम तीनों की एक ही दिन दीक्षा हो गई, महाराज ने मुझे शिक्षामृत दास ऐसे नाम दिया। यहाँ पर मेरी लड़की का अनाउंसमेंट हुआ इसी हॉल में, माता जी की बदौलत वो आज अच्छे घर में है, जवाई भी अच्छे है। तो कहने का मतलब है कि महाराज को मैंने उस दिन कमिटमेंट दिया, महाराज आई हैड एक्सेप्टेड ऑल सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज इन माई लाइफ, but you have taken me and gave me shelter at the dust of your lotus feet and offered me a name Shikshamrut Das. I will be grateful to you throughout my life. Maharaj bade khush ho gaye, unhone aankhon se language of the heart bolte gaye, wo samajh gaya ki इसी तरह से आमिर खान का प्रोग्राम अभी रिसेंटली 1 तारीख को हो गया, अल्कोहलिक्स एनोनिमस को 87,000 फोन कॉल्स आए। इतने घरों में आज शराब की समस्या है, हम अगर शराब पीते हैं तो हमारा एक 4 जो रेगुलेटर प्रिंसिपल्स है उसमें नॉनवेज खाने से दया जाती है, शराब पीने से हमारी तपस्या जाती है, जुआ खेलने नॉनवेज के बदौलत हमारी दया जाती है। तो शराब एक इतना आसान नहीं है, आप लोग अगर आपके किसी रिश्तेदार को अगर किसी को मालूम है तो आप शराब को एक प्रकार का स्टिग्मा है, शराबियत एक बीमारी है, वो जानबूझकर ऐसा नहीं करता है। मुझे ऐसा कभी नहीं चाहता था मैं कि मैं इस तरह से शराब पीऊं और इतना सब करूं, आखिर मैं भिखारी। मगर अल्कोहलिक्स एनोनिमस ने मेरा बेस तैयार किया, मगर उसके ऊपर आइसिंग ऑन केक जिसको हम बोलेंगे वो इस्कॉन ने लगाया। आज मुझे यहां किसी ने मुझे ये नहीं कहा कि आप शराबी हो, आप क्यों आते हो, यहाँ मुझे बहुत प्यार मिला। यहाँ जो एसोसिएशन है वो एसोसिएशन के वजह से, जैसे आयन है उसको परिस का स्पर्श होने के बाद वो सोने में तब्दील हो जाता है, वैसे मेरा जैसे नराधम इस्कॉन में आने के बाद एक नरोत्तम इंसान कैसे बन सकता है, इसका बेसिक नॉलेज मुझे यहाँ मिल गया कि मुझे बस चैंटिंग करना है। और महाराज ने जिस दिन मुझे इनिशिएशन दिया, मेरे उस दिन रात को मैं 1 बजे तक सो नहीं पाया कि तो मुझे यहाँ मालूम हुआ था कि इनिशिएशन देते हैं तो वो आपके सब पाप अपनी तरफ ले लेते हैं। बस मेरी इनसे यही दुआ है भगवान से कि मैं ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा लोगों तक पहुँच सकूँ, और इसका उनकी जो महिमा है, आज मैं वहाँ बोलता हूँ लोग मुझे थोड़ा सा तकलीफ देते हैं, क्यों तो मैं अपने आप को एक बहुत बड़ा सम्राट समझता था, मेरे पास साइकिल तक नहीं थी मगर मैं मर्सिडीज़ का ख्वाब देखता था, पता नहीं ऐसा क्यों होता था। मेरी औरत बोलती थी 1 दिन 2 रुपया दूध के लिए दो, तो मैं बोलता था ठहर जाओ, अरे मूर्ख इंसान मैं 2 रुपया मांगती हूँ, आप भैंस क्यों लाएंगे, कौन दूध निकालेगा, कौन उसका गोबर निकालेगा, मेरे विचार इस किस्म के होते थे। तो ये जो बीमारी है इसके वजह से मेरे कैरेक्टर डिफेक्ट ज्यादा प्रोजेक्ट होते थे, दैट इज फियर, रिजेंटमेंट, नेगेटिव पॉइंट ऑफ व्यूज, ओवर कॉन्फिडेंस, नेग्लिजेंस, नेगेटिव बहुत सारे ये है। ये जो कैरेक्टर डिफेक्ट्स है ये इस बीमारी की सबसे बड़ी जड़ है। तो आप शराबी को उसका एनमी न करते हुए, उसको दोष न देते हुए, उसे अगर अल्कोहलिक्स एनोनिमस के पास देंगे तो उसे ज्यादा मदद मिल सकती है। क्यों? तो एक अंधा जैसे दूसरे अंधे का दुख जानता है, उसी तरह एक शराबी दूसरे शराबी का दुख जानता है। आज कई सारे हैं, आमिर खान ने शुरू में ही पूछा, एक शराब पीने के बाद मुझे डांस बहुत करना अच्छा लगता है। अब तो डांस तो मैं यहाँ एट द एज ऑफ 60 में भाव विभोर होके वो नृत्य करता हूँ कि मैं अपने आप को भूल जाता हूँ। संकीर्तन में वो नशा है, आज भी शराब पीता हूँ मगर हरिनाम की नशा है कि वो चैंटिंग करते 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 ऐसा लगता है कि भगवान इतने समय वो गटर का पानी में क्यों पीता था, पता नहीं। आज वो जो पुरानी जिंदगी सोचता हूँ, मगर मराठी में बोलते है ही नशे थोड़ के, इस करते करते मैं आत्मग्लानी में जा, आत्मसंतुष्टि से आत्मसम्मान से जिंदगी कैसे जीना है। एक बहुत बड़े पुणे में फंक्शन में प्रोफेसर शिवाजीराव भोसले आए थे, तो मैं तो राइटर नहीं हूँ मगर मैं बेवड़ा हूँ, तो जब मैं लेक्चर, मेरे को 15 मिनट का बात था, तो मैंने अभद्र, अनीति, अवेलना, अनादर, ऐसे मैंने 40 वर्ड्स बोल दिए। उन्होंने मुझे उस दिन बोला, अरे तू तो वाल्याचा वाल्मीकि झाला है। मतलब नहीं, मैं डेंजर माणूस है, वाल्या वगैरह काही नाही, फार मोठे वर्ड्स आहेत हे। ओनली माय वाइफ नोज व्हाट टाइप ऑफ अ पर्सन आय एम। बट यहां मैं आता हूं, यहां माताजी बोलना पड़ता है। आंखों का जो अंधकार है वो ट्रांसपेरेंसी में बदलता है, और आस्ते 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 जब हायर टेस्ट मिलता है तो आज शराब ने, आज मुझे वाकई बोलता हूं, कोई 10 लाख रुपया देंगे और कहेंगे शराब पी तो मैं बोलूंगा नहीं। भगवान कहते हैं विषय विनिवर्तन ते निराहारस्य देहिना, रसो वर्जम रसो पेस परम दृष्टा निवर्तते। एक हायर टेस्ट मिला है वाई एट द एज ऑफ 60। सुबह को पहले लड़के को जो अभी तभी 20 साल का था, 1000 स्कीपिंग मार के बताया उसको मैंने, ये कहाँ से आया, ये भगवान की तरफ से आया है, ये मेरा कुछ नहीं है। पहला मुझे लगने का आई एम द बॉस, अब मैं बोलता आई एम दास। आई नो आई एम नॉट द क्रिएटर, आई एम नॉट द कंट्रोलर, नॉर आई एम अ सुप्रीम एंजॉयर। बस इसी तरह से मुझे माताजी ने कहा कि मैंने एक ऐसा ऐसा प्रोग्राम देने जा रही हूँ, तो क्या आप आओगे क्या, मुझे आपके एक 10 मिनट चाहिए। मैं बोला मुझे आप अभी बॉम्बे के कोई टावर से भी बोलेंगे तो भी मैं बोलने के लिए तैयार हूँ। सो मच।
सत्यमेव जयते, व्हाट इज द रियल ट्रूथ, व्हाट इज द टेक, सत्यम सत्यम परम सत्यम, व्हाट इज दैट परम सत्यम, व्हाट इज द होली, व्हाट इज द मोबाइल नंबर ऑफ राधा गोपीनाथ,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
आवर बिलवेड श्रील प्रभुपाद यूज्ड टू से, वन हु नोज द ट्रूथ शुड ऑल, टुडे यू हैव नोन द ट्रूथ, यू शुड डिस्ट्रीब्यूट दिस ट्रूथ। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
थैंक यू सो मच। आई थिंक हम लोग बहुत तहे दिल से डॉक्टर कोमल दलाल का शुक्रिया अदा करना चाहेंगे इस खूबसूरत क्लास के लिए। प्रभु जी जो